The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Went for it. You know what that smell is, Dave? Smelling some chili. Why even say we're going to talk about something? Ethan gave us chili yesterday.
It passes the eye test.
It looks like chili.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks like good chili. I'm not even eating meat. I'm eating this chili right now.
Should I get into it now?
I think, well, what everybody knows.
Did you set it up? Ethan's your neighbor.
Oh, well, I've truly set it up. This is the Boogie Monster with Dave and Kyle.
Yeah.
And Ethan's my neighbor. And he made chili because he heard us talk about chili recipe. What do you got? First bite, Dave. First bite.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Tastes like chili. First bite. Tastes like chili.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Was that ground beef in there?
Yeah, it's got ground beef. It's got...
I hate how good meat tastes after I haven't had meat for a while.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Looks like it's got some black beans.
I've been a week off.
Look like we either got some pinto or kidney. I'd say that's a pinto. All right.
If I say this, and I don't mean it in an offensive way, mm-hmm. It reminds me of the chili at Wendy's. And I like the chili at Wendy's.
It is very much the chili at Wendy's.
I like the chili at mm-hmm. Wendy's.
Yeah. This is solid. If I want, did you tell him I was going to do this? And that I could be hypercritical?
I think it would be... We should have had him. He lives next door.
Mm-hmm.
Just that other microphone doesn't plug in. I'll go get him.
This checks off all the boxes of chili.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you expect in a chili, this has.
It's got a... It's sweet and it's got a... What is that in the jowls? Like a vinegar type thing? Am I totally wrong?
That might be those stewed tomatoes, the acidity from the tomatoes.
Yeah.
It's doing everything right.
Mm-hmm. It's got beans in it.
But it's not staying after class and doing any extra work.
Okay, Ethan.
It's good. It's very good. It tastes like chili. There's no umami. I was chasing that umami dragon when I make mine. There's no deep flavors, all right? But it's very, very good. It tastes like chili. It serves its purpose, but it's nothing fancy. Nothing
in his
special.
Defense, he gave us that with that exact description
exactly.
last night.
He's
like, here's like this plain old
yeah.
chili.
Yeah.
Ground beef. Got beans in it.
Nobody would snub their nose and turn mm-mm. their nose up at this. No, I mean, if this was served to you in a restaurant, you would have nothing to complain about.
No.
That
we didn't put any yeah. cheese on or anything.
Yeah.
Either. We didn't
it's
it.
Not winning any crazy awards, but it's not pissing anybody off.
It won the award of best chili my neighbor's ever given mm-hmm. me.
Yeah. No, and that's just me finding something to complain about
no,
if
no.
I want to be completely honest and hypercritical.
Yeah.
But there's but nothing wrong with this chili.
And that was, he was saying, he's like, this is the, just, he's like, I, just give it a go. He wasn't, this wasn't a, like a, if, now if we have a chili showdown,
uh-huh.
that, then I would be like, all right, let's see what's up.
Yeah. But no, this is great. And thank you, Ethan.
Yeah.
He didn't
make it for us. He just had chili.
Yeah, taste test or not, now we've got several ounces of chili in our possession. So
he gives a lot of that chili.
That's always good.
I'm
oh, yeah.
have to eat it out of respect for the animal.
Well, yeah.
Can't let an animal go. That's my thing, too. Like, I hate, we already covered leftovers, but I can't, especially if it's something that has an animal, like, I can't throw that out.
Oh, absolutely. No, this is good. I'm just going to keep passive-aggressively insulting it while I just eat seven bowls.
I had to finish the whole thing to really come up with a complete profile.
Yeah, solid chili. No complaints. Got just enough little kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let you know it's there.
Ethan.
Right on. Thanks, Ethan.
Thumbs up. We had him out of coffee mugs. That felt fun. That feels like that's how firemen eat chili, mm-hmm. out of mugs.
Yeah, in case you need to take it with you.
I didn't. Yeah, for some reason I was like, bowls take up too much space and they mm-hmm. don't have a lot of room in the fire kitchen.
Yeah.
No idea why that was a thought.
Makes sense.
Firemen, you know them. They got little kitchens.
How you doing, buddy?
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm great.
You feeling good?
I'm...
How's the gout?
Gout toe still there, but just the toe. Man, yeah. When it was the whole foot and ankle for a while, that was getting on me. Now it's just the toe.
Or as you called it, bacon toe?
The bacon toe. Yeah. Too much bacon toe.
Mm.
This is... I mentioned, yeah, I wasn't eating meat. This is where I've been. In like 2 weeks' time, I've gone hunting. In a week's time, I've gone hunting. I've given myself a tattoo. And then I'm going to take a surf lesson next week.
Next week? How'd that come about?
Rachel bought me a gift certificate for a surf lesson, and it expires soon.
Okay.
So you have some, like, I'm going to get to that. It'll still be warm in August.
Yeah.
Even September, it's warm. Man, I've been in October, it's probably going to be 95 degrees.
Yeah.
And now it's December 7th.
Mm.
And I'm going to go be cold. But I'm going to learn how to surf.
Well,
I just want to learn. You look out there, and it's like, man, look at that. Do you have that? Like, is there anything? Is that like how, like, I think people like other sports, that's how it looks. Like, man, look at how awesome it looks to make a touchdown. And that's, you want to be part of that. That's how, like, but I was more like surfing and skateboards.
I get that feeling every time, literally every time I drive past a baseball field. Every baseball field I drive past, I want to get out there with a buddy and see if I can crank one out. That's a little boy in me. Crank one out. Wait a minute.
Just get out there with a buddy, see if I can crank one out.
No.
All right, Dave. All right.
No, I mean jack one real good. No. Jesus. To hit a baseball over the fence. That's what I want to do every time I see. So, yeah, I definitely have that urge often.
Surfing or skateboarding, it was always like, oh, that's something I could do, and nobody's around to call me a fucking pussy if I'm bad at it. I can just go be by myself. So that's what I got going on. What do you got going on for this episode?
While this is being listened to, I'm still out on the road, hopefully. Hopefully I'm not dead.
Or you just got lost out there.
While this is happening, I'm on about the last week of my tour by the time this comes out. So, hopefully I've had a eventful run. And hopefully come back with some good stories to tell. But yeah, but in real time, not much going on.
In real time, nothing really going on.
Yeah.
Well, we decided this would be our another listener Q&A. It was a pretty fun one. So I asked for some questions.
I'm going to keep eating this, if that's all right.
Keep eating it. Yeah. Keep eating that chili.
Yeah. Don't want it to get cold.
Be grateful for it.
Even though I do like cold.
What's the chili that's like you get on a hot, like when you get a chili dog, that's never chili you get.
What do you
mean? If it was just chili. It's always more of just a gravy.
Yeah, like, they definitely cut some corners.
Like a thick soup.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's chili dog chili.
Yeah.
And there's chili.
Yeah. Usually chili is just kind of the beef and
some
the tomato
ass
puree.
End.
Yeah.
And that's some ass end.
ass chili.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's what was going on.
I can tell you. You know what's going on with me today?
What's going on with you today?
I ate Howlin' Rays for the third time in 2 weeks.
That's fucked because people are just hearing every week. They're like, this guy eats Howlin' Rays every week. No, he ate it three times in one week.
Yeah, some people think
that's what happened. We've been stockpiling these episodes. You ate it three times this week.
And if you look at my Instagram, you're like, why is he posting a picture from 2 weeks ago? No, he went there again.
Just redoing it. Was it you at all getting over it, or has it just been fantastic every time?
Been fantastic every time. 3 for 3.
How's the wait on a weekday?
25 minutes today. All so right. Not
maybe
bad.
Okay, maybe.
Not
maybe
bad.
I could tangle with that.
And it's in a mall in Chinatown, so it's just fun. It's a festive environment.
Chinatown is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like going down there. And then you're getting there's never a part like, I just want to get Chinese food.
Yeah. Shout out to Chef Gianni, who runs the place. Every time I'm there, he hooks me up. Not like a total free meal, but he's always throwing in a cookie, threw in some potato salad today. You want to get on my good side? Gift me potato salad.
I'd agree with that. That coming along, yeah.
A gift of potato salad? Just unexpected potato salad. Oh, yes, thank you.
Mayonnaise or vinegary?
Is a white, is a mayonnaise-based white potato salad. Man. Real good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, doing it right. Little bits of bacon, some like rosemary or thyme. There's some fresh herbs on top.
I guess that's balls putting like a cool fried chicken spot in Chinatown. Like you're gentrifying the most, in a sense.
Yeah.
Gentrified place already.
And they're gentrifying the shit out of it because in this mall, it's the only they're wrapped around the corner. They're no shit, 50 to 100 deep. So all the other businesses are like, oh, look at this jackass.
Has anybody, would anybody like when Chinatown started, like, oh, look at these Chinese people gentrifying this neighborhood with all their Chinese stuff?
Yeah. Wonder how that starts. Like,
but like when you're gentrifying, like you're gentrifying already neighborhoods, but just Chinatown is like, not only is it a place, but it always seemed like a concept when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, like anywhere else, like, oh, I see some of these type of people live here, but this is like, we walk underneath a dragon to get there. And that's not being racist. There's a fucking dragon over the street and it's always decorated. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's like a concept of a place.
Yeah. When I was in San Francisco recently, I stayed in Japantown.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't know was a thing, and it just sounds like a slur. Are you over in Japantown?
Yeah,
it doesn't roll off the tongue the way Chinatown does.
It comes off harder.
Yeah, Japantown.
Well, yeah, Japantown, a little bit more subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Chinatown, not a fanfare.
Yeah. A lot of fanfare.
You know, like a lot of celebration. You know, there's no Japanese New Year.
Yeah, take that. All right, so we want to get into these questions?
Let's take some questions from the world. And as I promised, we'll give you some answers or some misinformed speculation.
Yeah.
You call it.
And by the way, let me just say these. Let me preface these answers. We're not picking a side, and we're not saying it's legitimate news. These are just answers to questions that are in the ether. I'm being passive aggressive about some of the Pizzagate flack we took.
It's still that'll be weeks in the past. But yeah,
maybe I should have prefaced 12 more times. That we're just letting people know this is out
there.
It's
a conspiracy theory to talk about.
Not necessarily picking a side.
But if you're like, that's the thing, like, all right, if you believe in conspiracy theories, then how am I? Everybody says this. It's fucking done. We're done with it. Let's see. We got some okay. All right. I don't know what that means. Crisis actor. What does that mean? A crisis actor episode. I'm going to have to look that up. All right. Oh, this is a guy responding. Drunk ghost believers is great. People spreading vile alt-right garbage isn't. That was just somebody. Buddy, you can choose. Wait, this is just me returning a tweet.
Live.
And you're eating chili.
Yeah.
Sometimes getting stoned works.
Uh-huh.
And then other times, it's this.
Well, throw some questions at me, dude.
It's us having an uninteresting dinner. Like, I'll just be online. You eat your chili, Dave. Somebody asked if you could have one paranormal ghost guest on the episode, who would it be? If you could have a paranormal...
So if I could talk to a ghost on the air?
Let me finish this response. Yeah, well, if you could have one paranormal creature as a podcast guest, which would you choose? That's Jimmy Dick Butter. I think we answered one from him last time. Or somebody else. With just these names. These
Jimmy
names
Dick
that
Butter.
We're going for.
That sounded like a comic strip.
Well, you could either crack the corn or dick the butter. What's it going to be, Jimmy?
Never start my day before I read Jimmy Dick Butter.
I mean, I've buttered my dick, but never. All right. If you would have a paranormal guest.
I think...
Or supernatural. I guess just any unexplained phenomena.
The obvious answer coming from me might be Bigfoot, but I think I would rather interview an alien. I feel like I'd be able to communicate with an alien better than I would a Bigfoot. I don't think Bigfoot would be a good guest.
Yeah.
I think he would just eat the microphones.
Yeah, just like this smelling.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to stink up.
Hiding behind your coat rack. It's the only way. He's actually, there's only one Bigfoot, and he's dumb as shit, and he really thinks like, oh, I'm invisible. Fucking God, who knew?
Dude, you're 8 feet tall. We see you.
Just your arms, both arms. It's a young tree. You live in the forest. You live in the forest. How do you think this is working?
And even if he could talk, as fascinated as I am with Bigfoot, I think an alien story would be better. I kind of know Bigfoot's story. He's a creature that lives in the woods.
No.
And nobody really thinks he exists and he hasn't been detected. Okay, good story. But I think more interesting would be talking to a dude from another planet.
Yeah.
So.
I would say ghost. I would want to know what's on the other side.
That's true. That too.
But you're also, I mean, with this question is assuming that they're agreeable conversation partners.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? People try to talk to ghosts and all they're just, get out! And like, well, all right.
What if you got a shitty ghost?
Yeah, just get a shit ghost.
Dickhead ghost, like we talked about.
So what's it like over there? I don't know. What's it like over there? Fucking fuck you. You know what it's like. You're a ghost. You were alive before. How about reaching a handout?
Oh,
I would still say ghost.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Let's see. You guys ever try Grill 'Em All burgers in Alhambra? I haven't, but I heard they're great.
No.
I heard they're great.
Grill 'Em All.
Grill 'Em All. It's a truck. But maybe they got a brick and mortar.
Kind of a play off of Kill 'Em All?
Yeah. It's a metal burger. Metal burger place. Okay. I know that's kind of the theme for burgers.
I got no problem with that.
But they're supposed to be real good. Oh, man. I got pickle juice on a keyboard.
They don't know you're eating pickles. They heard my burp and then you said that.
Yeah. I mean, just assume. You're correct to assume. You are correct to assume.
Reading the complimentary pickles that Hal and Ray's gave us today.
Yeah.
Just a nice to-go container that fits in your cup holder, by the way.
Sure, it's not.
And I snack on these while I drive.
I snack on these while I drive. Just some car pickles.
Yeah, road pickles.
Okay. We got some more coming in. Is there a paranormal or cryptic story from your childhood development you still think about? Well, I think we did kind of cover that with the Bigfoot Choose Your Own Adventure book. I will say for me, and it's answering somebody else's question about the story of Resurrection Mary. That was one of the Chicago urban legends that we heard about. But it was always kind of just too far away when everybody had licenses and was stoned. Like, let's just do urban legends that are like closer. I'm going to drive all the way over there.
What was the deal with Resurrection Mary?
There's a stretch of, I don't know if it's Archer or something kind of south side, and there's a woman hitchhiking, and you pick her up, and she's like, oh, I need a ride right down the street here if you don't mind it. You either pick her up at the cemetery or you drop her off at the cemetery, but when you stop the car to let her out, she's not in the car anymore. And there's all these people have just picking up a hitchhiker, and she wants to be dropped off in the same place, assuming her name's Mary. Jesus.
That would lifted you off your chair.
Oh, man.
Jesus, dude.
Just up my gas bill. Just went in the red on my gas bill.
Oh, man. Your farts have great comedic timing.
Man, you got to, well, it's God's punctuation mark. So they'd find her. And that one stuck in me, and I'd mentioned Munger Road on here. Was another one with it had the myth of, like, if you put baby powder on the trunk of the car, you'd see the handprints in it.
That's creepy.
Peabody's Tomb was another one. They were all local urban legend stuff that got me going. But the what's the one in the mirror? It's, Virgin Mary or Mary Worth or some shit. You say it in the mirror three times.
Right.
That was like a party one that like creeped me out when I was a little kid.
One that, and I just now made this realization in this moment, but one that I was always intrigued with was the goat man. And not like some of the goat men in the cryptozoological world. There was a folk legend, and he was a real dude, and he was called the goat man, and he traveled all over the Southeast in a little goat and buggy, a goat-drawn buggy.
Okay.
And he lived in this little buggy, and he had like six or eight goats, a team of goats.
Yeah, I don't think and, goats he was called towing animals.
Yeah, but he was the goat man. And it was kind of – my point with the realization is like connected to like Bigfoot, like a, just this creature out in the world that's
– Yeah.
You know.
But it was just a guy?
It was just a guy. He was just an old man. But and he was a real guy. Like there's stories about him, but I never got to see him. My mom saw him as a little girl. But anyway, for like 50 years, he just traveled. He was a nomad, and he traveled around the Southeast.
In a goat-drawn buggy.
Yep, and he lived in the buggy, and he was just homeless and nomadic, and just a weird old.
What doesn't sound that bad?
Yeah, no, I'm not even saying it's bad. It was just like I always wanted to. It was like. Catching a parade when it comes through town, like oh, I hope I get to see him.
See the goat. All right,
and you would hear. This was obviously pre-internet, and you would hear sometimes like, oh well, you know, my aunt in Tennessee says that he just passed through last week, so maybe he's heading this way. You know,
so it's like a year-round shitty Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a year-round, non-gift-bearing, terrestrial-laden Santa Claus.
Yes. And I think his route was seasonal. If I remember correctly, it was like from like Florida to northern Kentucky. He would go back and forth, like some route, or like from Kentucky
Get out of the winters.
In Florida back up to Kentucky. And he just did that for years and years and years. So that's one that I was very prominent in my childhood.
I'm looking this up. Yeah, I'm looking at you with disbelief, and I got the strongest tool.
The goat man.
All right.
So, yeah.
The goat, man. It's going to be a bar. No, they got one in Maryland. These are the monsters.
The monsters.
The goat man of...
I don't know.
Kentucky.
I think there's a monster.
Pope Lick monster. Somebody else was asking about that.
Yeah, that's not him.
Somebody got killed by a train looking for Goat Man. All right, that's not it.
Well, take this dead air while you try to prove me wrong.
Well, all right. I can't find just the fact. It's not really a Google-worthy thing. There was an old guy that had a buggy, and some people sometimes saw him.
He was called the Goat
Man. I'm not trying to detract from your experience as a child. But if that's what you – like, that was the most unbelievable thing in the world?
Not unbelievable, but just, like, so off the grid, like
– like villagers that thought airplanes were gods. I don't know about this story that even the imagination of the South couldn't make it any better than it's just an old guy and he liked goats instead of donkeys.
That's exactly what he was.
Like the urban legend didn't even go into did they fly even a little? Nope, just clip clop. You heard him even. You heard him coming. Was he like 1,000 years old? No, I think he was like 63.
Dude.
Like it's not nothing. Gets to a point.
Hold on. I'm going to type in the traveling goat man. See what we get with that. Hold on. Oh, I put me, the traveling goat me. That's not it. Oh, shit. Look at that. First one. Chess McCartney. Charles, nicknamed Chess McCartney. 1901 to 1998, also known as the Goat Man, was an American itinerant wanderer who traveled up and down the eastern United States from 1930 to 1987. 57 years. I said 50 years. Wow.
All right.
Correct again. In a ramshackle...
57 years, nobody's giving a fuck about this
in
guy.
In a ramshackle wagon pulled by a team of goats. He claimed to have covered more than 100,000 miles and visited all states except Hawaii. He was a familiar sight to many travelers, but not me, and vacationers during those years, and one difficult not to notice or remember. So, ask my D.
All right. How about the next sentence? The main sources for biographical information about McCartney are McCartney himself and his son, and some of the often colorful details vary.
Well,
this
I'm just saying he existed. My mom saw him.
But the legend didn't even.
There's photographs.
I know, because he sounds like a real thing. Like, that's why I'm laughing at the idea that we had an urban legend. Guy named Jeff had a Datsun with over 170,000 miles on it. Yet he would drive 10 miles round trip to get Dr. Pepper.
What was the fucking question?
South Northernsville.
Read the question.
Because they
again.
Were the only one that had it.
What had an impact on you as a child? Urban legend, folklore, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
that's my fucking answer, Kyle. Fucking idiot.
Just saying, man. It sounded like a real dry gulch of imagination in the South when your urban legends are completely believable ideas. That, oh, Caroline's cousin said she saw Jeff with the Datsun once. Of course, it might have been Lou in an early model Corolla. I'm not saying it's not that you don't have the right to be influenced by this.
Yeah.
But it's stupid. I'm sorry. Everybody got their own childhoods. All right.
Well, now I realize it's maybe not a coincidence that my favorite birthday as a child was spent at the dump. I tell that story.
You did.
Yeah. I loved it. Oh, I loved it. Went to the dump for my 10th birthday.
Oh, you're starting to sound like the most unbelievable thing.
Pieces are all fitting together now.
Dave believed a goat man went to the dump for his birthday, eats chili out of the trash. See, it's one extra detail that sounds believable after the first two. That's all it needed for the goat man to give me one third detail.
Well, in a way, I'm kind of the modern day goat man.
Yeah.
Traveling around.
Goatless. Yeah.
Traveling around in a van.
Hoping somebody notices you.
Yeah, dumb, dirty little kids. Please, hope I come through their town.
Please come to the show tonight. All right, man, that was for Nadraj 1022, so.
I got. I hope that one, the audio picked up that one. Oh, boy, that sounded like somebody dropping a marble on the ground.
I'm taking a lot of these gout pills, and they are not helping me. They're helping with that. Somebody asked, does Dave have a country fried steak recipe? Do you think Anonymous is a credible movement or pissed off nerds? It's a two-part question from Michael Wilson. Ryo Ken San Wilson. Is that Star Wars? Probably. I don't know about it. But all right. How about does Anonymous have a credible country fried steak recipe? And then you'll find out if they're real. Start asking for some facts. They got a lot of ideas, but they're all these conceptual, grand ideas of anarchy. Yeah. See if they got a solid country fried steak recipe and be like, well, these guys, they got rubber on the ground with some of these ideas.
I mean, do you want me to give out the recipe?
Do you want to give it out?
I'll say this. Treat it just like fried chicken. Get you
another good one,
like a top loin, some sort of a cheap steak, a flank steak, top loin.
Beat the shit out of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just pound the shit out of it with a meat tenderizer, a little kitchen hammer. Beat the shit out of it and then treat it like fried chicken as far as how you would batter and dredge fried chicken with an egg wash or some buttermilk and then some seasoned flour, maybe a little cornstarch in that flour also. Maybe not. And just fry it up in a cast iron skillet. Mm-hmm. And then it refer back to my sausage gravy recipe and make the exact same gravy, probably minus the sausage. The sausage doesn't need
too
to be
much.
In there.
You're doubling down.
Yeah, you don't want that sausage competing with the country fried steak. But make that basic white gravy and top that shit. Some homemade mashed potatoes, some fried okra.
Get that biscuit recipe in there.
My God. I will say country fried steak, one of my absolute favorites. Now, while I'm speaking, I just reminded myself, technically country fried steak and chicken fried steak can be two different things. To me, they're the same. Seriously.
No, I'm
sometimes
just...
country fried steak is unbattered and like cooked in a crock pot, like kind of cube steak that's been cooked with onions. Some people refer to that as country fried steak. When I say country fried steak, what I really mean is chicken fried steak. I like the beat up, you know, cheap cut of steak that's been battered and treated like fried chicken and the top with white gravy.
Its name's Chess McCartney's The Goat Man. Lived in a cart pulled by goats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's the guy who told Dave there's a difference between country fried steak and chicken fried steak. Who was anonymous to Dave Stone as a child? It was the Goat Man. Chess McCartney, was he real?
If anybody remembers Mrs. Winters, anybody out there remembers
is there
Mrs.
a
Winters?
Mr. Winters?
Oh, boy. Mrs. Winters had a great fast food country fried steak dinner. It was like $5 or $6. You get this little square cube of fried steak topped with some cheap gravy, a side of green beans, and a side of mashed potatoes for like $5. For fast food to go get like home cooking through a drive-thru window.
Mrs. Winters.
Mrs. Winters.
Winters.
W-I-N-N-E-R-S.
Oh.
Mrs. Winters. And it was kind of like a Bojangles. It was very much like a Bojangles.
I think that's a taken name? Did she marry into the Winters?
That's, I don't know. But they've been out of business at least in areas that I frequent. For a while.
Mrs. Winters,
but,
no longer
70s, 80s,
winning.
And 90s. Mrs. Winters was crushing it. So shout out to R.I.P. Mrs. Winters. Great
Chess
country
McCartney
fried steak
McCartney and
dinner.
Mrs. Winters. I'm looking up Mrs. Winters. Let me see if there's still some around.
Chicken and biscuits, I think. Was
they, got, they got their website, Love Mrs. Winters, which is what you do.
They're still around?
Locations.
They're not really in the Georgia area, to my knowledge, anymore.
I'm looking... We're going to look up locations for anybody curious about this
and
fast food steak.
Much like Bojangles, you could get most of their breakfast menu all day long. So they also, that same country fried steak in the country fried steak dinner, they would throw that on a biscuit minus the gravy.
Ooh, that's
steak, egg, and cheese biscuit was like the granddaddy of all breakfast biscuits.
Chicken fried steak, egg, and cheese?
Yes, they had that, and boy, that was a fucking good time. Country fried steak. Steak, egg, and cheese, baby. Damn, that was
You seem like the sort of guy that would say, wee, in the middle of a meal.
That was a good way to spend an afternoon.
Their website ain't doing a lot of favors. Mm-hmm. Not user-friendly technology interface. I'm checking to see what else is open and running. Okay, so it's not the internet. It says that. Unless people are flooding that website. Own a franchise. Dave, you could own a franchise.
I would love to. Seriously, that might be something I do one day is own a Bojangles. I'm going to bring Bojangles to Los Angeles. I'll be a franchise owner.
It's been a long time. I just told you it was the one time when I got called a pussy for not finishing my food at Bojangles.
Yeah.
What kind of hair product do you guys get into? That's a question. Dave, that's for you.
I never use hair products. That's probably why I look like a goober.
Well,
but I don't know what to do with my hair. I don't mess. The natural oils is my product. I wash my hair about every third or fourth day.
Jason Leonard gave me some beard oil.
Yeah.
He's in Louisiana.
Oh yeah, I know Jason.
And I'm like,
oh,
I never mess with that stuff.
Mess with beard wax.
Do you?
But not my hair. I don't mess with my hair. Yeah, I do a
When you get
wax.
A haircut, you let him do your beard?
Yeah, I let the dude do my beard. He did it today.
No way.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
This guy's
I got.
Good. He's the only barber I've ever let do that.
I just feel like that's something I got to do myself.
Yeah. I mean, I do it myself, but, you know, once every 6 weeks when I get a haircut, he does it once. I mess with my beard about once a week.
You got to do maintenance on there.
I'll trim it up about once a week. But no, I don't use hair product, but let me give a shout out to Beard Bars. My buddy Michael Albanese has a little internet company of beard products, and he supplies me with free beard bars. Beardbars.com, I believe it is. I use a little wax. It looks like a little stick of deodorant, kind of.
Yeah, and God, it smells all that good. Stuff. Somebody give me a little box.
So I'll rub it on there and then comb it in, you know, straighten it up. And then he's got a beard soap that that's very delightful. Like you just,
well, it's just shampoo.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's, it smells good and it softens up your beard. And then he has a beard condition bar. He's got a soap bar, like a condition bar, and a wax. And
that's too much.
Good stuff.
I just. Like, if I was going to do all that work, I'd just shave.
Yeah. Somebody, you got to wash your beard anyway. You wash your beard when you're
shampoo.
In the shower.
I put shampoo in there.
Well, what's the difference just reaching for the beard bar? It's the same thing.
You got all this other stuff? Too much. My opinion. If you like it, go for it. But this guy here, just...
You got to keep the beard smelling good.
A little sandwich grease in there, you're fine.
You want that beard to smell good.
What is Crisis Actor? Somebody's asking about that. Okay, by the way, Mrs.
on a woman and your face smells like a sloppy Joe.
Mrs. Winters, my face smell like success.
Yeah.
I'm getting you where there's some. You said that Georgia area, Decatur. There's one in Decatur.
There used to be one in Decatur. I don't know how old this website is. I used to live right near that one. And it closed a few months before I moved there. And it still stood. And so many times I would drive through there so excited. And
unless this business – give him a call right now. Unless this business – like unless they just ran out of town and killed the website.
Mm-hmm.
East Point, Georgia.
Yeah.
That's Macon, Georgia.
It's by the airport.
Stockbridge.
It's south of the Atlanta. This.
You want me to contact them?
Do you want to do it right now? Well, they're closed now on the East Coast.
Maybe the customers if customer service answers and says,
all right, here,
Mrs. It's 1-877 love Mrs. LOVEMRS. It's 568-3677.
Hang on.
I'm going through a lot of trouble for this free press for Mrs. Winters is open that will expect a catering package.
404?
877 568-3677. I don't know what happened with those numbers. I got all cross-eyed for a minute. Man. That's going to be their main.
Thank you for calling Mrs. Winter's Chicken and Biscuits. If you know your party's extension,
that shit's open.
For customer service, press 1.
They're not going to. What time is it?
At the tone, please say your name, then press pound.
It's
Dave.
It's only 9 o'clock. They'll be this will be open. The Decatur one will be open. Let's not do this to them.
Okay.
Call the Decatur one. If they answer, you don't even have to say anything.
It means
they're open.
Okay, I'll call the Decatur one. You got the number?
Okay. Sure, I won't say. I don't know if I should say the local one. I'm getting harassed. This isn't Pizzagate. This is to celebrate Mrs. Winters.
All right, and then just give me the last four.
2724. This is your beloved one that was out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to be out of business in Decatur.
Ask them if they still have tube steak. fucking hilarious.
I'm the bright damn one. Excuse me speaking.
Hey, you guys are open right now?
Yeah.
What's
we're closing in 10 minutes.
Okay, what's the address again?
4499.
4499. All right, I'm going to get there in 10 minutes. Y'all still got the country fried steak?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's great to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
What I meant was, I'm glad
down.
You exist.
That's everything short of you going, oh, my God. Oh, Mrs. Winter.
Oh, they're alive. That's like finding out somebody you thought was dead is not dead.
That which would be they're alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that means. Oh, I'm very excited now.
Look at
I'm
that.
Going back to
look
Atlanta at, in 2 weeks.
Look how happy you are right
Jesus.
Now.
Jesus.
Look
Mrs.
at how excited.
Winters. Mrs. Winters, you're my only friend.
I'm going to look up that little specialty items. I mean, I don't need, I'm just looking at stuff because it looks good. I don't see little. I see 2-piece dark, 3-piece dark, chicken breast, wings, double dippers, breakfast biscuits. I'm not seeing a little piece of steak, Dave.
I just asked her, and she said, yeah. Maybe she was just whatever you want to hear.
Yeah, it still looks good at
fuck. What's going to get me off the phone the quickest?
We close in 10 minutes. I'll be there in 10 minutes. No, that's not... No! I'll be there to make your life worse.
I didn't want to prank her. I didn't want to, but I, you know.
Well, yeah.
I had to mislead her a little bit, because that's, you know, what's the fun in not doing that?
So, somebody asked, Apollo moon landing, fake, also best-cased meat, hot dog, brat, Polish, Italian other. Stryker PKS.
Well, I'm a big fan of the old andouille sausage.
This guy, that's clearly a Midwestern.
Yeah.
Question.
I like all cased meats.
Yeah, I can't think of something. My mom for Christmas will get Lithuanian sausages, and they're noticeably different. I believe they're pork sausages, kind of not a coarse ground like a kielbasa or something like a finely ground or a finely ground. These will have a coarser ground to them. Man, they're good. I put that in maybe also because it's like a holiday treat, and I don't know where to get it out here.
Dude, when you start eating meat again, we got to go back to Red Lion.
Yeah.
Some case meat. That sausage platter, dude.
Gross. Now I'm looking up Lithuanian sausage. So that's that. And as far as the moon landing.
That's something, I'll be honest, I have looked into zero. That is very interesting that some people think that it was faked. I don't have anything intelligent to contribute to it, but... Holy shit! If they fake that, good lord!
Like alien moon bases on the other side of the moon. This is what I didn't. Okay, maybe I sound dumb not because of anything else I've ever said, but because of this. We only see get it out. We only see one side of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was that thing going around recently about how the moon is a hologram.
Well, what? I mean, once people saw Tupac as a hologram. Mm-hmm. Everything's a fucking hologram now. Before that, technology, like, no, there's no way they can make it as a hologram. And it was Tupac who put it in, like, they can make Pac.
Yeah.
Like, why not the moon? Right? How to introduce holograms to the people.
But that's an interesting concept, you know, if they faked it, because, like, I'm assuming you were leading to, we only see one side of it, like...
I just never noticed that. Like, you think the moon's like we spin on our axis as we orbit the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We don't face the sun just one way. Why doesn't the moon spin on its axis around the Earth?
Huh.
There's probably a very reasonable science explanation. Yeah. Why doesn't the moon? Maybe it does, and I'm that dumb. Shit. Here we go. What? Found the answer. The end result is the extra pull from the slightly offset bulge acts like a bicycle brake on the moon, slowing its rotation to such a degree that it now takes the same time for it to orbit the Earth once as it does to... It does rotate only once a year.
Huh.
I never knew that.
Did you see the supermoon a couple weeks ago?
They've had like four or five of them.
I gotta admit, it didn't seem too super to me.
You gotta see it right on the horizon, and it's the vicinity of how close we are.
I went to a park with a lady on a little bullshit date to look at the supermoon.
Oh, yeah?
And we were both completely underwhelmed.
Well, if that was the high point of your date... Did it not work? You were trying to get some more romance?
Nah, I just wanted to look at it.
Speaking of magnetic gravity of one body to another, wham! She's overwhelmed. So it's slowly going around.
Huh.
Once a year.
Well, that's the 365, right?
Takes 365 times. That's all right. Oh, so, boy, I'm feeling dumb right now.
We're not smart.
No, I think this is like something I should have known.
Well, at the very least, we should stay away from it.
You know? What, you mean talking about it?
Yeah, don't bring it.
I don't give a shit. What? Who's coming in here like, oh, challenge me. Come on, quiz me. Nobody's doing that. I'm happy to learn. Otherwise, I would have just, if the podcast didn't exist, I'd sit on the couch like, I wonder, it's weird that you see the moon the same way. And then the rest of me would be like, you're right. And I would never look it up. It would not be curious enough. So there's, didn't say anything about whether the moon landing was faked, but it does say that there's no alien base on the dark side of the moon. Or, now, man, that's like an algebra question. What would be your last meal choices? What are your guys' favorite movie of all times? This is from Bushido Priest.
We did the last meal before, right?
Did we did it early on, yeah. One of the earliest episodes of Last Meal. Right now, it sounds like Mrs. Winter's final dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Winter's. For crossing that finish line one last time.
I'd probably have to get takeout from Baloo's and Baton Rouge. I said earlier that that's the best meal I've ever had. So if, you know.
But only takeout.
Well, yeah. I mean, because I'm in jail, right?
No, we're just saying.
Oh, I thought this was the electrocution chair scenario. Electrocution chair. Add some more syllables to that, Dave. I thought he meant like your final meal if you're about to get put to death.
Well, yeah, I just read like, all right, last one.
Oh, okay.
Without to speak of death. I think favorite meal is what he's going
with. Oh, because sometimes. Because
he also didn't say, and what are your guys' last movies of all time? You get a list, such a long list of if you're on death row, like we still have executions, but they take 6 months because we give them like, all right, what's your last movie of ever? What's your last book? Take your time. What's your last roller coaster? Before your execution,
like they, get all
they let you do so. You live so well. People are trying to get murdered because it's like a, it's like
treat me like a king.
It's like make a wish, but like for not, but not. No, I wish I didn't go to that make a wish place with it.
Oh man,
that's like the most liberal execution. Like we'll kill him, but they get 10 wishes. Just for their meal? No, just 10 wishes. It's like better than a genie. Getting murdered by the state. It's actually, it's a dream come true for a lot of people.
Oh,
we got Make-A-Wish kids. Their wish is to get executed, so they get more wishes than Make-A-Wish. This is Make-Wishes.
Make-Wishes.
Man, I wrote a whole bit. I already forgot.
What's your favorite movie, Kyle?
Boo.
It's always hard to say, narrow it down to one.
I've
got a short list.
I mean, stuff that, like, you want, it, what scared me, and because I wasn't even, didn't know to laugh at it, was Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, really?
Was such a fun movie with kind of cheesy stuff, but the monsters still scared me because I was little, and then they had the three storms, and it had so many layers to it, I liked it a bunch. Yeah. That or Raising Arizona.
That's a good one.
Yeah. As far as a good movie, Big Trouble in Little China, probably the most fun movie.
Yeah. No particular order. Goodfellas, Heat, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Those
Real.
Are the top of the list. Just, I will never, anytime that's on and I'm flipping through the
that's
channels,
the,
I'm going
to
stop.
That's
on those.
The best way to say Scarface without saying Scarface.
So much better than Scarface. Scarface, not a good movie. But Heat, oh my God. Fucking.
Heat's a movie you can always settle into.
Yeah. Goodfellas, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously, a. Somewhat modern.
Every fucking,
classic.
I went to school with so many Italian kids, and that movie came out. All of a sudden, seventh graders had Italian accents.
Yeah,
or like old, like not like American Italian accents.
Yeah.
Like just remember being at a booth at like the family diner, and it's because like Joey, expect Joey, listen to me. You're not listening to me, Joey. Like you're fucking from DuPage County. when the fuck did this happen?
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. All right. And a good movie though.
Yeah.
Not trying to take it away. From the film.
When
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
When young Ray Liotta meets young Joe Pesci for the first time, young Joe Pesci goes, "How you doing, Hendry?" Calls him Hendry.
Yeah.
"How you doing, Hendry?"
What's I read something like how people think they're saying it the right way when they're trying to pronounce Italian food, like a rigot and spaghetti, like taking the eye off the vowel off of it. And then it reads, I was like, no, that's just a New Jersey, New York thing. Like, it's from absolutely no origins in the Italian language. It was just what Italians started doing. My mom and her friend would make up like Italian words forced, like boobs were tananas.
Yeah.
And balls were chanelones.
Chanelones, yeah.
Yeah. I'll hurt your little chanelones.
Chanelones.
It's like, all right. It's better than saying, don't hurt your balls. Yelling out in the playground. Ugh.
What else we got?
Mass haunting. I thought that said mass hunting. Jeez. Ooh. If you found a gold coin... It's from Osborne 555. If you found a gold coin from a treasure that's been infamously cursed, i.e. Egyptian or Aztec, like, we know where curses come from. Wait, what kind of curse? Which curses? And he said, would you keep it? If it had an infamous curse, kind of like Egyptian or Aztec.
Why would I want to keep it? Because
would you keep a gold coin and be like, look at this cool thing?
Valuable?
I mean, or just as a treasure?
Well, not if it's cursed. Who would do that?
Guess that's saying, are you believing in curse? Do you think when you read about curses, are they just coincidences? Long-running coincidences? Any kind of, like a really loose sense of drawing connections.
The peaks and valleys I've experienced in my life, why add to it? Why risk it?
Yeah.
I don't need any more curses.
Maybe. But then maybe it's the thing. You believe in a curse. You will it upon yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when people think bad things are going to procreate, negative people and negative stuff. Everything's negative to them. They can't enjoy life. What if it's infamously cursed, but you look at who is cursed and it was just like, oh, this guy got a flat tire once a year. Oh, that was it? Fuck it. Give me the coin. Yeah, give me the coin. True. What's the range on the curse?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could look up Egyptian. The Egyptian one I read about the curse, and after the third guy, it was like, and then one of the discoverers of the tomb died of mysterious circumstances when he was 78. I'm like, that's a time that people die.
Yeah, mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, like they were just trying to add on. They're gluing a lot of loose pieces to it. Somebody asked, have you ever heard of a mass haunting? For instance, are there a ton of ghosts that congregate in areas of disaster or war? I mean, you're talking about Savannah.
Yeah.
And the stuff that happened at that cemetery. But that's what happened at the cemetery, not the fact that people are dead there.
Yeah, Gettysburg.
Supposed to be an incredibly haunted place.
There's one of the battlefields today is still a field. And apparently people see ghosts all the time in this old battlefield.
Yeah.
Like just dozens and dozens of ghosts.
How many people died there?
It was pretty violent battle. Death.
Jesus Christ. Casualties at Gettysburg totaled. Oh, that wasn't even 23,049 people for the Union and 28,063 people for the Confederacy. Okay,
and
I take that back.
In like 2 days.
I take that back. That was just casualties, not death. Uh-huh. Deaths were 3,155 people dead for the Union, 3,903 people dead for the Confederacy. So it's still 7,000 dead.
Yeah. And does it say in the time frame? I believe Gettysburg was like a day and a half or just a couple of days that many people died. Or maybe even less than
July 1st to 3rd, 1863.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people dead.
That's just
in 48 hours.
And that style of fight, it was just the lining up and like fire, blah, they died. You're next. You're just in a line.
Yeah. Just point blank with
just
rifles.
In a line until someone in front of you dies, then you go next. And then the person behind you is thinking the same thing.
Yeah. It was horrific.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
I don't see why there wouldn't be more ghosts. That would be a place where anybody goes, like, I saw a ghost. Yeah, probably. Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah.
I would assume you did. So in that case, it'll be something like that. The people have mentioned the Waverly Hospital, Waverly Sanitarium.
Yeah.
In Ohio, I think it is. And I'd been there with my sister. I talked about that before, but that was a place that had a lot of death because it was a tuberculosis hospital. They didn't have a lot of the care techniques. And so there's so many people dying there like that. People say that's a very spiritual place and weird stuff happens. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I don't think cemeteries are, because they're already dead. The energy's gone.
Yeah.
But so I haven't heard of it technically called a mass haunting, but why not in a place that you say like disasters or war? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I believe in that stuff. So there you go for that. Recommendations for music. We've been doing comic of the week. We can throw a little music out. There's a Billy Idol list. That earlier question was from Gwendolyn Green, Gwenny_Green with an E at the end. And, the Golden, I was born 555. Recommendation for music. Ever listen to Goddamn Gallows, Filthy Still, Joe Buck Yourself? These are bands that I assume would fall into the range of
jazz?
Country rock. Joe Buck Yourself on the clarinet.
I'm not familiar.
Well, he's saying listen to him. I don't know what I've been listening to lately. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I've just got my... I get on.
We've been
about
stacked up,
three
yeah.
Or four records, and I just listen to them until I get tired.
Well, we've been stacking these. We were talking about Sturgill Simpson, which would be like 6 weeks ago, but really we were talking about in real life 4 days ago.
Who, by the way, got nominated for a Grammy?
Oh yeah,
man!
For
like, what is it called? Record of the year, like the biggest
album of the year,
album of the year, record of the year, whatever.
Oh, that's awesome!
And yeah, it's like all. Three or four of like the big, like I think Beyonce, Lemonade, I don't know, Adele, but like the top ones, and he was in that.
So, that's
good
nice.
Job, Sturgill,
man. Good
for,
job, buddy.
A Sailor's
buddy.
Guide to Earth. It's that the record that got him that. So I don't know when the Grammys are, but that'd be cool if he won.
Grammys.
Yeah, I've just been listening to that, and still obsessed
not
with that,
awards for old ladies.
Drive-By Truckers album, American Band, the one right. That pissed off all the right-leaning parts of their constituency, of their fan base.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about stuff I disagree. They've always talked about
yeah,
that.
Hold
you're
on.
Now, you're just now figuring it out.
I've been sober about 6 months. I actually heard the lyrics, and I don't know what I think about that. Ooh, somebody asked, what are your thoughts on Oak Island Mystery? Parfit, Ryan. Ryan Parfit.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I, and I know there's a show about it, and I think it's, you know what? I don't know. I shouldn't have read that out loud. I got no input on it.
What was the ooh?
Well, I got excited about it because I was like, Oak Island, I know there's a show about that, and then I just realized, well, man, I don't know.
Ooh, here's a question I don't know the answer to.
Which is most of my life, which is how you should be excited about the world. As I don't know the answer to that question, let me jump right in, but then I couldn't even speculate on it.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. I'm looking up Gettysburg facts. I'm looking up goddamn fucking the goat man. I'm going to rode a biscuit through Georgia.
What if the goat man was married to Mrs. Winter?
Mrs. Winter. She's like formerly Mrs. Winter. She's Miss Winter now, but she doesn't want to let people. She don't want to change her name because they frown on divorce in the South. So she's keeping it, but he's on his own. Oak Island, curse, cusser. I spelled it wrong. It's off the coast of Nova Scotia.
Hey, Russia.
Oh, no, this was, what the shit?
Ooh,
they saw lights. They saw lights. Well, right. All right, this is a lot of stuff. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
Hey. You know what? We'll check it out. I can't find information on that, but if anybody's looking for that Lithuanian sausage, Karowski Sausage Shop, 2976 North Milwaukee. That's in Chicago. Go on, visit them. Get that Lugan sausage. It's real delish. That's what I've had up for the past half hour, because I'm going to need to know where that is. Thousands of miles away. Still got the Mrs. Winter's website up. They're closed in a town near you, but go ahead and for breakfast tomorrow. It sounds like I'm ending things.
No, we need to mow through a few more questions.
We want more questions?
Yeah, let's
do... Dave wants more questions. All right. Okay. Let's go to Facebook this time. A lot of unanswered stuff. Ooh, somebody's saying we should talk to Chris Gethard. I heard about this. Chris Gethard, hilarious comic.
Uh-huh.
And beyond. He's beyond just comic. Yeah. He does a lot of stuff, and he's a good soul on this earth. He used to write for a paranormal magazine in New Jersey. He's got some crazy stories about New Jersey and New York lore. So that, we should, I wonder if he's done stuff about that. It's just somebody, all right, I'm bad at reading questions.
Yeah.
Oh, these are just, all right. People want to know about the banjo music at the end of the show.
It's a band called the Bad Livers, a song called Death Trap. Bad Livers, not really together anymore, I don't think. Danny Barnes is the singer and bass player, or singer and banjo player. And I believe the guy's name was Mark Rubin, was the bass, upright bass player. Put out several albums in the mid to late 90s. And that one is off of, I want to say it's off Industry and Thrift, I think. Or no, maybe, what's the one that came after that? I don't know. Death Trip is the name. Great, great little kind of
Death Trip,
quirky alt country cowpunk banjo type band. And a guy tweeted us the other day asking if we could shorten that by 90 seconds.
He wants the end shortened.
Yeah, maybe just stop listening when you.
I don't know. Yeah, that's they know it. That's probably got some technical roots. Some podcast aficionados.
Aficionados.
I say aficionados. Yeah. Here's a good one that I was mentioning earlier. And we'll do this one. We're going to have another episode of these, so don't worry about it if we didn't get to yours. This is from Stephen Tenney. It's 10 Steffens on Twitter. When are we going to get a crisis actor episode? This is not something I heard about, so I did just look it up. And it's basically that. An actor, according to Wikipedia, an actor who participates in a false flag event such as a bombing or a mass shooting simulated by the conspirators, usually government or corporate forces, in order to achieve some goal such as justifying increased government surveillance, disarmament of the population, or military action against blamed nations or groups. Okay. Fake witnesses. That's this kind of stuff. Well, that's more like the Democratic riots in Chicago in 68. There was, you know, they'd proven that police were dressing up like hippies to instigate stuff to get them, because that was the riots with all the hippies versus the cops. And so they're dressing up like them to get them riled up. Like, there's always stories about that. I don't see why not.
Didn't they do a documentary about that? Is that the Weather Underground?
They orchestrated
anarchist group.
Yeah. They were like a rebel group that got Obama got in trouble for being tied to one of the fellas there.
Yeah.
Robbie Parker, the father of Sandy Hook shooting victim Emily Parker, he became the target of conspiracy theorists who claimed the interview was staged. I don't know what happened with that guy. But, because everybody thought that Sandy Hook one was so gun control would be strong. Yeah. Honestly, if what's now not working for gun control, what is?
Yeah.
When a trans person uses an automatic weapon, because I would say it's like, when black people use automatic weapons, they'd be like, see, that's why we got to ban them. It's like, no, that's why we should all have more guns. There's no answer that from gun people that is less guns.
Yeah.
That's like, well, that's why we should have more. Well, if they have them, then we should have more than them.
Yeah.
Like a literal definition of an arms race, if we have that, we should have more than them. That's the only way. Until everybody has all of them.
Yeah.
So I don't believe in that conspiracy theory. But I also think, why not? Why couldn't there be people, these crisis actors?
Yeah.
Also, how do you get that gig, man? Is that a SAG? Is that a SAG? How's craft surface? How's craft services on a bombing? Is it just
the, put that on the back of your headshot?
I do a lot of crisis acting. I'm an agent for crisis actors, and listen, the way you panicked when that car backfired, just take my card. Take my card. I got a gig for you. It's not union, but will people see it? I mean, there's going to be exposure. There'll be exposure. That's kind of like a reality TV. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that worked for Fear Factor, but one of those like scare people shows. And I always wondered, like, how could they get people to fall for this? They would film them the same way Cops is always filmed in Texas or all these places that have like you could tell because the laws are different about what you can get people to do.
Yeah.
They would always film those fear shows in Nevada. And you'd be in a shopping mall like, oh, you like to maybe star in a reality TV show one day? And you could just sign. You're just like, yeah, sure. You don't read the fine print about it. And you just – much. Weird. I got bad farts. I got bad farts.
Butt thunder.
Yeah. Well, but so the people would sign it. And then it wouldn't be for months where because of the fine print, they could like get them into the situation and scare the shit out of them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And you just like, you got scared. Wait, you just hire him to go to. Yeah, you got scared real good. We got a gig for you. It's like punked by the government. You got punked by the CIA. All right. No one off on that one.
That's fine. Couple more.
Dave wants a couple more. What do we got for a couple more? some turd who thinks we're still.
Oh, real quick. Somebody was asking about wing sauce. Simplest thing in the world. Throw some hot sauce and some melted butter together. There you go. You got wing sauce.
Hot sauce and melted butter. Yeah. There
you go. Your favorite hot sauce. Throw in some melted butter. I mean, there's other ways to fancy it up, but
just to cut the hot sauce a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. All right, this guy Marty Shalders. If you caught the Loch Ness monster, how would you prepare it for cooking, and would biscuits go with it? You know what? I could feel this as a realistic concept.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a lizard? You know, what's the meat?
That's a great question. I would assume it's not a lizard. I would assume it's a sea creature.
What? You know, have you ever eaten whale?
No.
Since it's a mammal, would it have meat or would it have fish? Like, you don't eat meat when you're eating fish. You're eating fish.
No. I never agreed with that. I feel like meat is animal flesh and a fish is an animal. When people say I don't eat meat, I think sometimes people confuse meat and beef. They say I don't eat meat, but I eat fish. Like, no, you don't eat beef, but you eat fish.
But I see
fish is meat to me.
But it's like, but then is that the what connection you have to the? I would feel less watching a fish die than I would watching a mammal die.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way
because you can relate. Mammals got hair. Its babies come out of its vagina. You know, it's not just eggs that become open on a plant in the water.
Still living creatures, though. To me, I get – it's the same way, like, why do you eat a cow and not a dog, you know?
But then if that's the thing, if it's still living creatures, then why do people not feel bad about killing bugs?
Well, that's a great point.
You know,
I feel like that's yet another step removed from a mammal.
As a fish is.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a fish is just one step removed.
Yeah.
Whereas an insect.
But some people just need that one step to put the difference in there.
Because
I'll have times where I'm like, yeah, I'm not eating the red meat or pork or something. Also, it's like a way to still get meat protein that's healthier for you.
Yeah, and I get it from a health point of view of like I don't eat. But from an ethical point of view,
oh,
I don't
from
see
ethical.
The difference. Between fish and meat.
I knew somebody said that.
I just contradicted.
Yeah.
Fish and beef or pork. Or
somebody said they only eat like mussels or so, like bivalves, something that doesn't have a brain.
Hmm.
The like, now oh, you're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
I think that's, I only eat like food that's taken its own life. If an animal has donated its body to dinner, they sign the card.
It's an interesting concept. This might be a dumb question, but does any animal have the capability or the willingness to commit suicide?
Yeah, lemmings jump off a cliff.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I don't know if that's what they want to do. I'm looking up this lemmings thing.
I think there's just a howler monkey in a tree who's just like, I'm done. I'm out.
This is a YouTube video, an old like classroom video. Look at these fucking things. That's it. That's it. Just jump.
Why are they doing that?
Well, now and then they try to. I'm sure if we listen to the video, this is terrible. Why did I? This is 6 minutes long.
Apropos of nothing, nature videos. You don't have to do this right now, but for the listeners, if you want an interesting nature video, YouTube Golden Eagle versus Goat. And it's these crazy giant golden eagles that swoop in and knock these goats off of the cliff. They swoop in and kind of knock them, push them off this cliff. And then they go tumbling to their death hundreds of feet. And then when their body hits the ground and splats, then the eagle goes down and has dinner.
It's a
fascinating YouTube video. Golden Eagle versus Goat. Those golden eagles are savage.
There's some real brutal shit out there.
Yeah.
Where then sometimes you're like, oh yeah, humankind, like slaughterhouses is just, it's just nature, but we got tools.
Yeah.
Still nature. I tried to do that when I was hunting, try to justify like, no, it's nature. I'm eating it. This is, but I didn't make the gun, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't come up with the way to do it. I used a lot of other steps.
Yeah.
I had a lot of help along the way to become a hunter. I just pointed the fire stick at it.
Yeah.
And kaboom. Well, we still didn't say how would you prepare. That's what I was saying.
If
it's like a fish, but lizards,
uh-huh.
Chicken and gator, more of a pork type thing. Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna assume it's some sort of fish, and with that I'd probably treat it like some catfish. I'd fry it up with the mixture of cornmeal, a little bit of flour, maybe some make some hush puppies. Either that or do a blackened version, like a Cajun, blackened tilapia or blackened red snapper. Some mustard greens.
More like a mahi-mahi thing, a little cabbage slaw, some mango.
That'd be good, too.
More tropical with citrusy.
Well, where is Loch Ness? Scotland?
Scotland.
I don't know how you would
That's
prepare.
More of a fish and chips.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was to go with a traditional route, fish and chips, a thick beer.
You could grind it up and add it to some haggis.
I did try haggis. I didn't have the traditional in the lamb's belly.
Yeah.
That's a cruel joke. You know the thing you use to hold food? I'm going to hold food and eat your thing that holds your food. I'm going to hold my food and your thing that holds food, and I'm eating both of them. Go fuck yourself. Like, that's the most mafia shit to do.
Oh, man. Great point.
That's like a throw. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take your stomach. I'm going to make a dinner. I'm going to put it in your stomach and eat it through that. You and your family. I grind up your son, fry him in a grill with onions and potatoes. I'm going to put him in your stomach and eat it. You snitch.
God.
That's evil. Like when you break it down. That's,
oh, man, that's funny.
It's a lot. That's sausage. I'm going to gut you. I'm going to grind it up, and I'm going to shove it up your ass and eat it. That's what you're doing. That sausage is you're just eating the intestines.
Oh, God.
You're eating the meat of the animal and the intestines of the animals. I'm going to shove you up your own ass and put you in a bun with some peppers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Do you want another question?
Yeah, why not?
I don't think. Well, we asked the question a while ago. That might have been the last one coming in. Oh, we got one new notification. Oh, okay. Here it goes. Last question for this episode from Resistor. Who are they? I don't know. We got it spelled with numbers. R3515T0R. That's nobody's going to find that. Patty Melt. Good, bad, indifferent. If good, what makes one good? I say good all the way. I love a patty melt. When you want a burger, but none of the nonsense.
Absolutely.
A patty melt and a cup of coffee, that's like what a detective eats.
Yeah.
Like when a
burger without the nonsense. Yeah, when is a great
with
way to
toast.
It.
Yeah, when a detective, when a PI,
yeah,
is finally crawling out of the bottle.
Yeah,
and is in like a rumpled suit. I'm really romanticizing the patty melt.
Beef, cheese, and onions. That's all. I
do. Yeah,
beef, cheese, and onions
on the rye bread.
Yeah,
just boom. That's a business burger.
Yeah, I'm all about a patty melt. Patty melt plate at Waffle House. Get that with some scattered smothered covered hash browns.
Yeah,
boom.
Scattered is one of them?
Scattered just means they're scattered on the grill. Yeah.
Sounds like they just dump them on your table.
Scattered. Smothered in onions.
There's one over there.
Covered in cheese. Yeah, hash browns with onions and cheese.
A couple around back.
Oh, I just now made the realization that that's the same ingredients on the patty melt. Just cheese and onions. Cheese and onions on the hash browns and cheese and onions on
just
the patty
cheese
melt.
And onions.
Way to go.
Is there anything with just cheese and onions? Is there a cheese with onions in it?
Oh, a cheese that already has onions in it?
Yeah. You don't even want the rest of that shit.
Hmm, I don't know.
I like cheese with stuff. Well, that cheese is a whole other subject. But
yeah.
Definitely not indifferent.
No.
Patty melt.
All day.
Such a good, like a patty melt and a cup of soup. It's a good cold weather meal.
Yeah. And that toast, that lack of bun, a fluffy bun, and that lack of toppings and condiments, it really lets that beef kind of get out
beef,
there.
Cheese and onions and doing their thing.
Yeah, let it kind of have the spotlight for a little bit.
You're right. Because when I do get a burger, I like a big bullshit burger with all kinds of stuff on
it.
But it's very busy.
Uh-huh.
You're not getting the flavor of everything. Yeah. You're getting a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
That being said, a patty melt then must have very good beef. You know, it's got to be a well-cooked burger, good beef, you know, because it's the star of the show.
So, yeah, big thumbs up for patty melts.
All day. Love it.
Ethan, if you're listening, maybe you got a patty melt you want us to try. One last one. How does Dave feel about Cane's in terms of fast food chicken joints? It's funny because we were just on the Bizarre States podcast and that came up. Dave, take it away and we'll close it out with some dates.
Cool. Cane's chicken. I don't know what the exact name is. I don't know if it's like Raising Cane's or Cane's whatever. But, oh, my God. All right. Here's the story of Cane's. It's a...
Raising Cane's.
Is it Raising Cane's?
Raising
Cane's. Make sure that's the same thing, not a different one. It's a chicken finger joint.
Just chicken fingers.
Just chicken fingers. And they're all over the Southeast now. And interesting story, before I explain what it is, our good buddy Gilbert Lowen went to the University of Georgia, and his roommate... throughout college, is the guy who founded Cane's or Raising Cane's, whichever one we're talking about.
That's it. Just put it out there.
All right. So Cane's, it's just chicken fingers. All they have, you can get like a two-piece and fries or a three-piece and fries.
I'm looking at the menu right now.
But if it's anything like the original, which I will get to in a minute, it's basically four things. Chicken fingers, fries, Texas toast, and coleslaw. And it's like you can either get a box with, you know, a few of the fingers, or you can get a sandwich with the Texas toast.
That's all it's got.
But, yeah. Fries, coleslaw, Texas toast, and chicken fingers. And they are good. Like really well done fast food.
You
got to
be. If you're just doing chicken fingers, like we're just the thing you'd be happy in a combo platter.
Yeah. And they're good, and they have a sauce. It's a special. I don't know what they call it, but it's kind of a spicy aioli type
cane
thing.
Sauce.
Cane sauce.
It's
a pink, like a spicy mayonnaise, spicy ranch dressing.
It's your hot dipper.
Yeah, hot dipper. And the interesting thing is, and I guess they acknowledge this, or somebody doesn't care. But the guy, I don't know his name, but the guy who founded it, he got all his info and all his training and the format from Guthrie's Chicken Fingers, which was based – I don't know if they were based out of Athens, Georgia. I know there was one in Athens, Georgia when I lived there. I think there's one in Hoover, Alabama, and there's probably a few others scattered
about the region. Also just Chicken Fingers?
Exactly. That was the original. Guthrie's, and you go and get a – they called it a gut box. Hey, you want to go get a gut box? And back then, this was in the late 90s when I lived there, I think you could get a gut box that had three chicken fingers, fries, coleslaw, and a piece of Texas toast for like $4. Like it's college sensible. College town, kids don't have a lot of money. I mean, they must have sold a billion gut
boxes.
It's like
when you first find Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing.
Yeah, this is so cheap. So anyway, it's the dude, yeah, Guthrie's, and then now it's Cane's, and all day I love that. All
right, if you want, yeah, if you want chicken fingers and nothing else, hit up Raisin Cane's.
Yeah, good stuff.
I was like, oh, geez, how did we get to this one again? Oh, because that was the exact question. What do you feel about Cane's? All right, man, we got some. We got a lot of food questions. This is leaning towards a food podcast.
Yeah.
Or, depending on which one played last week, a very drunk podcast.
Yeah. Should we do Comic of the Week real quick?
Sure.
All right.
Who were we talking about earlier, though, too, I'd say?
What's that?
We could throw. Who were we talking about earlier in this episode? I forgot.
Oh, did we talk about a comedian in this episode?
Somebody we were talking about. God damn.
Man, I don't remember.
Well, we high.
Yeah, it happens.
Comic of the Week.
I'm going to go with Brandy Posey.
Yeah.
Brandy Posey. Brandy's with an I-E. Posey is P-O-S-E-Y. Brandy Posey.
Mm-hmm.
LA-based comic, I believe, originally from Chicago?
No. Well, she told me she's from Maryland.
Maryland. She's that's what, I don't know why I associate her with Chicago, but yeah, she's from Maryland. Baltimore
She's gone through and done the Exposition Festival thing and been through there with folks.
Very funny comic. We've done tons of shows together. And she put out a great album, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, maybe a little more, called Opinion Cave. And she's doing a cool thing where obviously that one's available on iTunes and all the download stuff. But she also has it on cassette. Just
everybody's putting cassettes
on
now,
too.
Yeah,
here's a cassette. So why not, you know? But yeah, Opinion Cave, great album from Brandy Posey. And I'll go ahead and plug her podcast. She has a very popular podcast along with Barbara Gray and Tess Barker. It's called Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady podcast. So check out Brandy's podcast and buy Opinion Cave. And she's another one, man. And I respect the shit out of her for this. I kind of pride myself as like being not the only, but you know, kind of a short list of guys that are out there doing a bunch of DIY stuff.
Yeah,
just traveling the country, not playing clubs. Yes, I'll play your bar for $60 and a bar tab. Yes, I'll play your house
show. She's getting out there and
she's
doing,
that shit. She's traveling all over the country by herself, just badass. Brandy's a badass gal.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something about her.
Oh, she's not taking any shit.
No, Brandy don't take no shit. And,
none of those ladies take any shit, though.
Sweet as can be.
Yeah,
but
no,
also
the whole lady-to-lady crew.
Yeah, yeah. Love Brandy. But yeah, just she got some. I still don't know what the story is. She's got a car that's got like some crazy graphic.
She got an artist to paint. It's painted. It's very.
I still don't know the story behind
it. It's fun.
It.
Oh, she said some artist did it. And it was,
okay.
It was a cool. I remember seeing the car. I'm like, that's your car.
Yeah. Yeah. At first, I thought maybe it was like, oh, did, you know, Red Bull pay you to put that on there? Like some advertisement?
No, just cool art.
Just a crazy
like
cool
when people
art
go
piece.
Balls out. You're like, fucking pay my car.
Yeah. Yeah. And she drives that thing all over the country. So yeah, I don't know, have her website offhand, but Google her, and I'm sure she's either in the middle of or probably has another cool tour coming up. So Brandy Posey, P-O-S-E-Y, Brandy with an I-E, Brandy Posey. Check her out.
Hell yeah. Dave, shows.
I do. I'm about to wrap up. You know, if it all goes as planned, as this comes out, I will be kind of on the home stretch, literally and figuratively.
What date do we think this comes out?
Of my tour. I think this is going to come out January 10th. And if that is indeed the case,
we're already up to the 10th.
Yeah, then in a few days, you'll be able to see me in Springfield, Missouri. I'm playing, apparently it's a new room. It's called the Blue Room Comedy Club. I think it's another one of those, several of these popping up around the country where just comics are like, hey,
yeah.
I'm starting a comedy club. And not, the cheesy, overpriced bullshit lame
Burlington,
comedy club.
Burlington yeah. Comedy Club.
Yeah, Third Coast in Nashville is doing that. That's Comic Ran. So Springfield, Missouri, Blue Room Comedy Club. I will be doing two nights, January 13th and the 14th. Doors at 8, tickets are $10. So if you're anywhere near Springfield, Missouri, 13th and 14th of January, come say hello. So that's where I will be.
Hell yeah, and I'm just fucking around.
Yeah.
January.
Nothing.
Ride LA.
Oh, you're doing that?
That's yeah, great. Weekend of the 20th to the 22nd. Check the website for the Ride LA Festival. I'm there Sunday for sure. I'm not sure if I'm there Friday and Saturday too. That's about it for me.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. At Dave Stone Comedy on Twitter, at Kyle Kinnan on Twitter, at Boogie Monster Pod, no O or E in Monster.
Boogie Monster Pod. Yeah.
So,
we did it.
Holly Chibawis.
The Boogie Monster.